Every day, in communities just like yours, men and women devote their lives to building our economies, brick by brick and job by job. These are their stories. You're listening to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers, hosted by Tim Tarantine and Amanda Harrison.
Welcome to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers. I'm Tim, here with Amanda, and we are celebrating a great conversation we had with a leader in economic development. Amanda, you had this conversation. Tell us all about it.
Thanks, Tim. This week, I spoke with David Swenson. He serves as director for the York County Economic Development Corporation, where he leads business recruiting, existing industry, and targeted marketing efforts for York County in South Carolina. Prior to joining the York County EDC, he spent close to 8 years leading the Charlotte Regional Partnership's business development and marketing efforts for that 16-county region. He's got lots of great experience. He shares great insights with us. He's very engaged in this industry, and so I look forward to you hearing what David has to say. Hi, David. Thank you so much for joining us today on From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers, and welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Well, we are so excited you're with us, and we want to get started right away with this question. What's one thing everyone should know about you?
Well, I guess it first starts with I'm doing what I love and living in a great part of the country. You know, I'm a family man and a professional who I guess is actually doing something I went to college for. I started my career in this business after attending university in North Dakota and in Mississippi for studies in economic development. So I'm actually one of those individuals out there that's uniquely positioned to do something I actually went to school for. But I love the outdoors and I love working with people, and it's kind of the blessing of this business.
Absolutely. Well, we are off to a good start. And I'm so curious because you're right. Most people either one, don't end up working in the field that they went to school for, but two, it's really unique to hear about people who actually went to school for economic development or community development. So how did you come about selecting that as a program for your studies?
Yeah, it's kind of unique how it's worked out. I guess I go back to my time in my studies in geography at the University of North Dakota. I had a variety of classes with some good professors, and one of them I got to know pretty well, and he was actually doing consulting on the side like a lot of professors do in the university setting, and we were doing trade area studies, community analyses, and just overall community economic development and economic development projects, both public sector and private sector focused. So that got me the taste of the business, continued on to education at the master's degree level, and picked the University of Southern Mississippi, which has a unique program, has had it for a number of years, actually decades, and traveled from North Dakota to Mississippi in a matter of 4 years, and just was blessed to experience their program. Great friendships made out of that program, both personally and professionally, and decided to land in the Carolinas because based on what I learned and experienced in my education and movement to the Southeast, I realized that Carolinas was the place to be. So my career has been here for the last 20 years.
It sounds like an awesome journey. So thank you so much for sharing that with us. Now that you are with the York County EDC, can you tell us a little bit about your organization and then also about your community and what makes it unique?
Yeah, so the community here, our economic development effort is county level. It's a department of the county government, 7 leaders at the top and county manager. I have a team of 5 here that we work to retain business, grow business, recruit new, and promote and market the county. We do have other team members that are at the municipal level and the regional level. I actually came to this position most recent from working in the regional realm of economic development and marketing, promoting the Charlotte USA brand. So the great thing is I've been able to stay local now and continue to carry on the success that my predecessor had done here for 27 years. What makes us unique, I guess, is that a lot of things make up a successful community is based on its history. And I think what's historical and futuristic focus for us, because of what we know is our history, is we've been, Comedia has gone through a lot of, if you date back to the Revolutionary War history here, we have landmarks here and experiences the residents and visitors can partake in that are in that historical realm. We have the textile industry and the Industrial Revolution, very significant in our market. And then you transport yourself into the New Age manufacturing that's here, and that's been really good. The future focus we have is on new community things, new economic opportunities of sporting events. We have a great thing happening in our city of Rock Hill, South Carolina. That's a velodrome and a BMX. In fact, they're going to have the international BMX competition here in the next year and a half. So just forward-thinking, historical, community-focused area.
Yeah, that's fantastic to have that balance of such rich history for our nation, really, and then to have some of those landmarks where you are, but then also to have that forward-thinking kind of futuristic mindset is huge, and that's a difficult balance to strike, but it's great. It sounds like you guys are doing it well. I want to know, since you've been in this industry since you started school, I mean, really, that's an incredible length of experience, and it's just really unique that you've been in the same industry all the way through your career. Can you tell us about maybe the project you are most proud of as an economic developer?
Yeah, I mean, there's probably a whole variety of projects, but, you know, I think the one or two that have stood out to me is the one that you took that initial call. I mean, there's been a couple that I worked in the Charlotte region that got the initial call from the consultant, and it was a major corporate headquarters. We're talking over 1,200 employees moving, and when you take that call, you'd figure out quickly, this is most impactful for the community that is paying us to represent them, to do the right things. And then you bring in the team, and I think this whole effort of economic development is about team effort and working with those who are going to bring the value. So you bring those in, individuals in, and we made the pitch to the community leaders. We made multiple pitches. And then we did the touring. That's the fun part that we experienced with this one headquarters is multiple teams came in and we had multiple exposures to the community and aspects of community that we were representing. And all of that paid off. They announced a major 1,200 job relocation. Ironically, there was another one or two that we dealt with shortly thereafter that project, and we won one and we lost one, and significant impacts that were memorable and team building, if anything, and that's what was the great thing out of this.
Yeah, that's a great look at it. And you sort of led me into my next question. So, you know, we love to hear about the wins and how those projects all came together, but it's also true that we learn a lot from those projects that we didn't win. So can you tell me about a project or a deal that fell through and maybe what you learned from it?
Yeah, and that, again, goes to this idea of teamwork and really communication. Lost a project. This was probably about 5 years ago now. And the consultant that we were helping was great to work with. He's still in the business, and he really had a timeline and described project that we were very attuned to what we needed to do. The challenge that we ran into was there were some deadlines given. And through much conversation and then moving into much consternation, timelines were not met. The team that I helped facilitate to get the answers, half of it achieved the timeline goal, the other half didn't, and that cost us the project. It was communicated directly that because we didn't meet the timeline of the submission of information, client had to make a decision, and they made the decision to go elsewhere. And that was extremely frustrating because it was really out of my hands, per se, other than my continued follow-up and professionalism to make sure that we are on target. And because one segment of the team didn't come to perform the way they should have, it cost us the project. And we learned from it, I think, that everybody has to be on board. Everybody has to step up and do their job. And we had a debrief with the consultant. And I think people walked away and said, we'll never let that happen again. And it hasn't happened again. So knock on wood that we won't go through that experience again.
Yeah, definitely. No, that's a great look at it. And I'm sure that everyone listening today has probably been in that exact same position. You know, this is a business of collaboration, but with collaboration comes great wins and great successes. But there's also so many moving pieces that sometimes if the ball gets dropped, it affects the whole project. So I'm glad you brought that up. David, this will be the last question we ask you today, and then we will send you off, as you look to the future, what do you feel will be the most important thing for communities and economic developers to focus on?
I think it's about, first, from the economic development professional standpoint, do what you enjoy. This business has so many different enjoyable elements to it and so much to learn and experience, and get in it for the right reasons and enjoy the opportunities that you're faced with every day. There are definitely challenges, but look at the high points of what we do. We're blessed to be able to do here. Be honest with yourself is another thing. And I think, you know, there's so much noise going on out there, and the honesty factor is huge in my time in business, because there's a lot of people wanting a lot of different things and they go about different ways to get it. But always be honest with doing the right thing. And I think being yourself and taking the personal responsibility for what needs to get done and working with your team. I'm a firm believer that teamwork gets these things done. There's no one thing I can carry myself in a lot of cases to be successful in this community. And so be yourself, be committed to it, enjoy what you're doing. And know that what is done today isn't always necessarily going to be the same as how we have to do it tomorrow. So be flexible in our vision and outlook on the future.
That's all great advice and such good wisdom to send us off on today's podcast. So David, we thank you so much for your time today, and we are honored to have you join us for our podcast. And congratulations again on being named one of North America's top 50 economic developers.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, where we're working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.com or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.